Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about today with our special guests, but first we wanted to let you know that we're doing promotion today regarding the Climax Lounge, the Christian-owned, operated, family-owned and operated as well, in the heart of Denver, Colorado, and that is the place where you want to do fashion shows, if you want to do poetry readings, you want to do live events, sporting events. That is the place to go, right in the downtown area of Denver, Colorado. So we just want to put that plug out to the new Climax Theater, Christian-owned and operated. If for all of you guys who want to do special events there, bar mitzvahs, Christmas events, parties, and birthday parties, and so on, we will be live streaming Breaking News Journal for events from there live. So I just wanted to let you know that, and we just want to thank you. And today I want to let you know that we have again with us someone who's very special. Her name is Kylie Basuti. She is former Victoria's Secret model, angel model, and she has a new line out, and she's going to talk about it today. It's a fashion, her fashion line is called God Inspired. I went on her site, and everybody, you need to go on her site and see the fashions that she has. Women, children, toddlers, everybody. And we're going to talk to her about all of that and her book, I'm No Angel, going from secret model to role model. Hi, hello, Miss Kylie Basuti. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank you so much for being on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio today, and you have so much to talk to us about. It's been a few months, but now we're going to get all caught up. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Things are going really good. I'm pregnant now. So
oh, congratulations.
Really exciting. Yeah.
When's the baby due?
Here pretty soon, actually, on January 18th.
You're kidding.
I'm super excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. Well, I know you're going to have pictures of the baby all over the place so we all can see them, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you and your husband, and I was trying to look up his name. I forgot to look up his name. I do want to tell you before we get into all your fashion and all the latest things that you're doing, because you're probably getting kind of tired at this point. but I wanted you to know that we read your book, I'm No Angel, from Victoria's Secret fashion model to role model, and I am so impressed with what God has done with you and what he's done with their career and what he's doing, getting ready to do, because you're still really young, and anybody that's younger than me, I call young, so don't get offended. You know, but God is doing a lot of great things with you. And I, you know, when I started looking at what you did, I had no idea that you had worked at the fashion show mall here in Las Vegas. And you know, my son was one of the top male fashion models for the fashion mall. And I don't know if you ever met him, Lejeune Bryan. Did you ever meet him?
I'm not sure what years was he
working there. The early 2000s, probably to like 2006, 2007. He was down there for like a good 3 years, 4 years.
Wow, we probably did meet then because I was there that time too.
Yes.
So
I was so excited. I was like,
probably worked there together.
yes, you know. Listen, tell us about your line.
Well, the line that I came out with some of my family members is a Christian clothing line.
Okay.
And what we really wanted was to have, you know, clothes that are very fashionable, that are all about God's word and getting God's word back into the world, back into schools, into the workplace, really where it's being suppressed, you know, in our culture today.
Yes.
It's being taken out of schools. You know, children are getting in trouble for praying. So we really wanted to have a line where kids can feel fashionable in these clothes and also at the same time share the word of God with their classmates and the people around them. So that's where we got the clothing line God-Inspired Fashion. And that's pretty much what we're all about, just getting God's word back out there.
Yeah, it's really, there's a war on Christianity and talking about the things of God, and we have to bring it back. And we're in the, myself and some other professionals in business and in media and stuff like that, where, as you know, I talked to you about it before, that we're going to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel, but that's, these are all the things we're going to need to do in order to get bring God back where God is known as fashionable. Hey, he gave us the creativity that we have, so he's definitely fun and fashionable and things like that, and likes fashion and likes color and like all of those different things. So we need to express those kinds of things so the young people, teenagers and young girls and boys, don't feel like, well, hey, you know, I can't talk about God and don't want to talk about him because they're afraid of being offending someone else, and we've got to stop that.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really glad. So now I was on your site, and I was looking at the ones that you have for toddlers. How did you come up with that idea? They are absolutely gorgeous toddlers. We'll just work our way up to everything else.
Yeah. Well, we have such a big family and tons of kids in our family because my grandfather is Mexican, so we have a big, you know, Mexican family with tons of little kids running around. So a lot of people pitched in on ideas for, you know, what they would want to see on their own kids from our family. We have a lot of our family working at the headquarters and giving, you know, their input and their ideas. And my cousin is actually the director of the children's clothing. And she's, you know, she's worked at daycares and stuff and just has a passion for children and children's clothing. So she's actually one of the main people behind all of our ideas for the cute little toddler stuff. And we all, you know, get together and decide on the verses that are going to go on each piece of clothing. And so it's been a lot of fun, you know, being able to share our ideas and then now, you know, see it all come together and see how cute the clothes are looking on these little kids.
It's so cute
to see and so fun to see that, you know, kids as young as these three-year-olds are able to share the word of God. You know, maybe they're out of daycare and their daycare teacher is able to see and read the word of God on their clothes, or they're not able to actually, you know, share it themselves. So it's pretty cool.
Well, that's good. I mean, I hope that you come out with diapers or something that has God-inspired scriptures on it. Maybe that'll be the next step. You know. Okay, let's move up to the little girls and the little boys' outfits. I saw them, absolutely gorgeous little girl and little boy outfits. And so are your family the one that did the modeling on all of them?
Yeah, mostly it's our family, and then we also have some of my aunt's pastor's kids that also modeled for us as well. So, it's all friends and family.
That is really good. Well, if you ever come across some more little kids and things that you want, if you're having a big fashion show and you need some more, you know, I have four international fashion model grandchildren that are like 7, 8, 9 years old and everything. If you ever want that, and I got teenagers too. If you ever need anything like that, just keep us in mind, you know, and I'll get them on for it because they love that. Because you know the teenagers are they're starting to, you know, they need a place to go. They need a place where they can feel that they're empowered in the things of God and yet have the fun that's being denied them in so many ways and forms and fashions. And so we have a big job in order to turn our children around back to God. So, you know, I'm the type of person that I get out into the streets to reach our children and our young people. I get out into the communities and do those kinds of things. And I think that's where we're headed. You know, we've got to get back to the basics that God created us to do, you know, to minister to all nations and everything. But we've got to get out there on the streets to be able to do it. So your fashion will have people having conversations about it or asking questions about it. It's vitally important that we do that kind of thing. And I want to make sure that I get this information out to all the people that I know that are working in the communities to let them know that the kids are now having fashion with scripture on it and that talks about God in a way that's clean and decent. So, you know you have my vote on all of this, so I'll be doing everything I can to promote your products and stuff like that. That's important.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, what has happened since you last came on Breaking News Journal? I mean, what is the update? I know you've probably been traveling all around, and when you came here to Las Vegas, I know you were you had a whole lot of things to do, and we didn't get a chance to hook up. But when are you coming back, and when will we have a chance to get hooked up here?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have been a good time for me to get with you because, unfortunately, my morning sickness was really bad at that time.
Oh, really?
But it's died down, so I'm not as sick as I was, fortunately.
But you know what? You got the baby coming.
Yeah.
And when the baby comes, you're going to be up all night. You and your husband are going to be up all night, so I don't expect to hear from you for another 6 months or so.
Well, the good thing is my dad lives in Vegas, so we'll be out there, and we definitely got to get together.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm out there, yeah.
Oh, that would be great. And I get a chance to meet your husband and the baby, so that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, what has happened? Because I know you were at Central Christian, and I didn't get a chance to follow up with you to find out what happened there, because I think they have a congregation of over 15,000 people or something by now.
Yeah, their church is growing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of people involved. But, yeah, since I talked to you last, I've pretty much just been doing different speaking events at churches and really traveling all over and, you know, different things, whether it's getting to share my testimony for the entire congregation or, you know, doing events for women or teen girls and going to the youth conferences, you know, and speaking and sharing my story and talking about self-image and true inner beauty and all of that stuff. So it's been really awesome to see how God's been working and using everything that's happened in my life to really work in other people's lives now. And that's just been such a blessing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, so let me ask you a real hard question now. Do you guys get out into the communities to reach people that really don't have a lot of people going out to reach them in, like, the central cities? I mean, are you aware of what's getting ready to happen to the kids in the public schools, in the Christian schools that have accepted any kind of government funds or any kind of charter schools? Any kind of private schools that have received any money from the federal government, are you aware of what they're getting ready to do to the children?
I'm not.
They are actually getting ready to homosexualize the kids. All over the country, we are getting ready to lose our rights as Americans, and we're getting with UNESCO and the United Nations, they are working to take total control away from parents to be able to discipline their children. If there's a subject that you're, as a public speaker, that you're talking about that they don't approve of, they will label you as being a bully. And if that's the case, then, you know, the cases are that we could go to jail or anything like that. Well, you know, I'm ready to go to jail for Jesus Christ. So, you know, but, yeah, is getting hard out there. It's getting very serious, where a lot of labeling against Christianity, or Christianity is being called a bullying religion and prejudiced and bigoted and so on and so forth. And so, you know, we're counteracting that, especially since my skin color is black. And I triple dog dare anyone to come up to me, you know, basically saying that, you know, that I'm bullying and that I'm discriminating and things like that, because they use those terms against young people to be able to justify and keep them shut up. So I didn't know if you were aware of it. Yeah, but I have had parents. Since I had last had you on Breaking News Journal, I had a mother who took her twins out of a Long Island public school, and her son was kicking and screaming that he did not want to go back to public school, and he was doing a very good job until they entered Common Core, and it's coming through all kinds of disguises. And a lot of Christians and a lot of Christian ministers are not even aware of it. They're not, and even if they are, they're kind of scared because they have a 501c3. And it's like it's coming to the point of whether ministers are going to accept or get rid of their 501c3, or are they going to, you know, compromise their standards in order to keep their 501c3 or tax deduction. Now, I've already informed my staff across the country that we are getting rid of our 501c3 next year. If you believe in what we stand for and breaking down the barriers of racial discrimination and things like that, if you believe in what we stand for, then you you support us based on that, not based on the fact that you're going to cheapen us by wanting to donate to us because it's a tax deduction. So there's a lot going on out there now.
Wow, yeah, I can't. That's crazy. I mean, I've read a lot about different things that are going on, you know, where people, schools or different schools are being sued for having a Bible verse up or a picture of Jesus up, and, you know, they're being sued and fined if they don't take it down or different things like that. But it's just, you know, I'm not shocked to hear, you know, what you just told me, because it seems like it's happening everywhere, all around us now. Christians are definitely
really
being targeted, and the name of Jesus is definitely, you know, they're trying to suppress it.
And it's up to us that, you know, we're going to have to stand strong, and we all have to stand together. And as we get ready to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel and stuff like that, I definitely have to develop a program for you and Nicole Weider. We're going to be talking to you guys later about the kind of show that you guys want and what we can develop, you know, so that we can make sure that all of your fans, all of your fans and families and their fans, their friends and stuff like that, know that you have these things going on, so that they know where they can go to, because we've got to be at a point now that anything that we're doing is going to have to attract the kids. And we're going to have to get them off of all these cell phones and things like that as well, because all of this stuff is distracting. These kids don't have a relationship with their parents. They're being told that the school knows more about what's right and wrong with them and more than their parents, and we can't have that. We have to give back the baby.
Yeah.
You know. And this is good information for you, too, because the baby is a baby now, and you got a good 5 years or so for the baby to be nurtured in the admonition of the Lord. So whenever you take it to school, make sure that those kids, make sure you ask them, are you using books that are related to Pearson's or McGraw-Hill? That's one of the things you want to make sure. You want to know what the curriculum is. If they decide to tell you that they're not going to tell you as a parent what the curriculum is, then you know that you're headed for trouble, and you're going to have to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But it's getting to that point, and I just wanted to make sure I gave you a heads up on it, because I'm now alerting everybody, you know about what's going on. Our children are taking my grandchildren out of public schools. And my husband, Professor White, is even getting ready to tutor anyone who needs it, because anything that we can possibly do to make sure that they get educated and that they have their creativity, they're even going to be taking creativity away from the kids. So
wow.
There's a lot going on. that parents need to know about. And if there's anything that you need to know about, you know, Kylie, please feel free to get in contact with me. If there's anything that you need to know, any kind of information you need sent over to you, any kind of interviews that might help anyone that you know to understand what's happening out here now, I'll get it to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, yeah. So anyway, back to your fashion. Now, I saw the guys and stuff like that, the guys' fashions and stuff like that. Now, is everything more casual? Will you be coming out with anything, accessories and stuff like that for all women and men and watches and stuff like that? Because eventually you're probably going to hear from some designer who's not afraid of the things of God, and they will ask you to put your name on some of their stuff, you know, their accessories like watches and bracelets and earrings. So is that something that you're going to be planning in the future?
Yeah, definitely. We really want to get into all the different accessories and stuff. There's really a lot that we want to get into in the future, you know, that we're not really doing right now. Maternity wear, baby stuff. There's just so many ideas that we have and, you know, things that we want to get involved with as we grow as a company and are able to, you know, move into those areas. So we're just so excited, and I've really been, you know, so just passionate about God-inspired fashion because the possibilities really are endless, and being able to just share your faith through all of these different avenues is really been a blessing, and to know that other people are going to be able to share their faith too through these things is going to be really awesome, and is just great to know because it's needed. It's so needed in our society right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you are in the Mountain Standard Time. That's where you reside, although, you know, you're raised and born, I think, in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I was. I lived in Las Vegas from the time that I was 8 on, and then now I live in Montana. So
yeah, oh yeah, I big sky country.
Yeah,
it's absolutely beautiful there. Are you taking your line across the country? I mean, like when it comes to things like Fashion Week, I wanted to find out whether they're accepting you into things like Fashion Week where you can show your lines, or are you going to be going across country and doing things in large and medium venues for just in case you don't, you know, you have this issue with people in New York or wherever you're going to do your Fashion Weeks or whatever the case may be, you know. How's that coming?
Yeah, we've had a couple of people inquire to us about the Los Angeles Fashion Week. And so that's probably something we'll end up doing in the future. And then they also have the Christian Fashion Week now as well.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That's something we're definitely going to be getting into.
I hope we'll start with
California.
Well, that'll be great. I hope you get in touch with Lejeune because, I mean, he rocks everybody's world when he walks on the runway. So, I mean, if you want... I mean, he can't walk down the street. You know, he's modeled in Germany and Switzerland, all these different places, and he can't walk down the street without people saying, "You should be a model," and you're like, "I am." You know, but now he's on the farm in Oregon with 2 quarter horses and cows. So,
oh wow.
You know, and his 2 girls and stuff. So I mean, you know, we trained our children to be entrepreneurs and stuff like that. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I know that as you want people to be that have been in the fashion industry and stuff like that and know it, anytime you need him, let me know, and I'll get you right in touch with him and stuff like that so that if you want someone like him to work with you, someone that knows the business like you do, you know, then that,
yeah.
You know, that would be really great and stuff. I'd love to see you guys working together. And also, if you want to live stream any of these things without things being cut out, because you know that if you do any of the fashion weeks, they're going to cut out what they want to cut out.
Yeah.
Stuff. But so we can talk about the live streaming stuff too through Breaking News Journal. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Definitely.
Okay. So yeah, we can. You know, we got all that, and you know, we have the creative freedom to be able to do those things and not cut important things out. So anyway, we'll be able to do all those things. But listen. Give everybody the information of your website, and please give us any more information that you want us to have, and please tell everybody how they can get your book, because I love it. We read it every night until we were finished with it.
Yeah, the website for the clothing line, because right now we just sell online, and then, you know, at the different speaking events I do, is godinspiredfashion.com. So that's where you can check that out. And then my book, pretty much all the Christian stores carry my book, as well as Amazon.com. And then you can also check it out on my personal website, which is imnoangel.org.
Mm-hmm. Imnoangel.org. Okay. And so you've got a couple of websites and stuff like that. Do you have it on Facebook?
God Inspired Fashion has a Facebook page, but I don't personally have a Facebook page. I have Twitter, and then God Inspired has a Twitter as well.
Okay. Does I'm No Angel book have a Facebook page?
No.
Okay. Okay. So everybody has to go there and get. You guys got to get that book. It is a very, very, very good book. And from what I read, you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, and you tell him I said so. you know, I mean, because sometimes the husbands, they don't get the credit that they deserve, and you know, they have to deal with us sometimes. And so, but
yeah.
you've been a wonderful wife and everything like that, and I am just really blessed that to have you on Breaking News Journal, and that we'll be, you know, working together, you know, in the future and stuff like that. But is there anything else you want anybody to know? Are you well? You're going to have the baby by January. Are you going to have any speaking engagements on your itinerary that you want people to know about now?
Before the baby comes, I have two more speaking events. One on November 2nd, and then the next one's on November 8th.
Okay,
so,
where are those going to be?
The November 2nd one is going to be out in Texas, the Dallas, Texas area.
Okay, and where? What location?
It's actually, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
of the address offhand. It's for young girls. It's called Project Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an event just for teen girls.
Okay.
And then the one in New York, it's in Utica, New York, with Redeemer Church. That one is for pretty much anybody, and it's like a full three-day conference, and I'll be speaking on the 8th.
Okay. All right. Well, that is wonderful information to have. Look, Kylie, it is really, I was just really honored to have you on today, and I'm looking forward to the new baby, hearing about the new baby after you have her and stuff like that. And maybe, you know, she'll come on and she'll be Googling and goggling while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, it was a pleasure having you on Breaking News Journal on air again. And let's keep in touch. Let me know when you're going to be in Vegas so that we can hook up. You have my number and everything. We'll take care of that then, okay? All right, dear.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a blessed one.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.